Hey everyone, happy Saturday. This is Kaylee Cella with today's top news. North Korea's state media on Saturday trumpeted leader Kim Jong-un's immortal achievement a day after he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and repeated past vows to remove nuclear weapons from the peninsula and work toward a formal end to the Korean War. Despite the bold declarations, the leaders failed to provide any new measures on a nuclear standoff that has captivated and terrified millions, and analysts expressed doubts on whether the summit represented a real breakthrough. The North's official Korean Central News Agency, in typical fawning language, reported that the leaders exchanged, quote, honest and heartfelt talks at a summit that was, quote, a realization of the Supreme Leader's blazing love for the nation and unyielding will for self-reliance. The state propaganda arm said Kim's, quote, immortal achievement will be greatly engraved in the history of the Korean nation's unification. Kim and Moon set aside a year that saw them seemingly on the verge of war, grasped hands, and strode together across the cracked concrete slab that marks the Korea's border. The sight, inconceivable just months ago, allowed the leaders to step forward toward the possibility of a cooperative future, even as they acknowledged a fraught past and the widespread skepticism that, after decades of failed diplomacy, things will be any different this time around. On the nuclear issue, the leaders merely repeated a previous vow to rid their peninsula of nuclear weapons, saying they will achieve a, quote, nuclear-free Korean peninsula through complete denuclearization. This kicks one of the world's most pressing issues down the road to a much-anticipated summit between Kim and President Trump in coming weeks. The superhero-stuffed Avengers Infinity War is off to a super start, nabbing the fourth biggest preview gross ever and earning $95 million in 43 countries ahead of what could be a record-breaking debut in North America. Marvel Studios reported Friday that the crossover event Infinity War scooped up $39 million domestically from Thursday night previews, the highest preview title for a Marvel film and the fourth biggest preview gross ever. Hollywood is watching to see if the film featuring the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy can smash the opening domestic weekend box office record currently held by Star Wars: The Force Awakens. That film opened up to $248 million in sales in its opening weekend in December of 2015. Infinity War is a two-part culmination of 10 years of storylines that began with Marvel Studios' Iron Man in 2008. The second installment is due to be released in May of 2019. Amazon is raising the price of its annual Prime membership fee to $119 a year. That's up 20% from $99. New Prime members in the U.S. will be charged the higher price starting May 11th. The increase will begin to apply to renewals of existing memberships starting on June 16th. Besides free two-day shipping, Prime members get other perks, such as access to Amazon's video and music streaming services. The online retailer recently disclosed for the first time that it had more than 100 million paid Prime members worldwide. Amazon executives said Thursday that the 20% hike is due to higher costs to maintain the program, such as shipping fees. The last time the company raised the annual fee was 4 years ago. Earlier this year, it increased the monthly rate to $12.99 a month from $10.99 a month. This has been a report by Kaylee Cella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Cella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Cella. Cella out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.